Good morning. Welcome to the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. We're going to start out with kind of a gun show update. John was on the road last weekend. We'll talk about that. Also, I have a question of the day, getting ready to put together a raffle.
Yeah.
So you're looking for some input.
Yeah, I need some help. But first off, welcome, everybody. I am Jonathan Smith. I'm the in-house gunsmith.
He is the gunsmith.
Thanks. And love to be here on WQUS. So glad to be here every week with you. If you have any questions or want to do any comments or want me to talk about something specifically, please just take a moment and email me. It's shooter@thegss.com. shooter@thegss.com. And of course, thegss.com is my website. Makes it real easy to find me. But you can always listen to us every Saturday morning right here from 8 till 9 on US 103. And here it is, the 22nd of March, or not March. It's not March yet, is it, Dan?
We'll be soon.
We'll be soon. I know we're next Saturday. It will be. Next Saturday will be the first show of February, or of March. So this is February 22nd. And on what I'm trying to get at is time flies. All of a sudden, we're looking at the third month of the year. So today, we're going to go through some. I need to get some questions out there and have you give me some feedback. Then we're going to talk about some 9mm. We're going to talk about some long-range hunting guns. Because when I see that it's March already, I know that spring is in the air. It's going to be coming real soon. And the sooner you can get yourself locked into a good rifle that you know is doing what it needs to do, get into some nice summertime shooting, the better off you're going to be. So we're going to end the show talking about long-range rifles. So I'm excited about that. I looked at a bunch of them this weekend. That's what kind of got my
over at the process. At the Shiawassee Gun Show?
Yeah, I was at the Shiawassee Gun Show, and unfortunately, we had lots of time on our hands there because it was snowed
it was
so bad.
Kind of blustery.
That we had a very, very small crowd. We had an energetic first 20 minutes.
Wow.
And then, so the diehards were there, and then we could have played football the rest of the day. It was pretty sad. So mostly gun dealers and people that had tables walking around checking out to see what everybody else had.
Gotcha.
So we had a good time, though. It was still great camaraderie, and that's half of what we go for anyway. So,
yeah.
So sounds that's like my update on that show.
Sounds like a Valentine's Day date night. Energetic first 20 minutes.
That's terrible. Ouch. Ouch. I don't know about your Valentine's Day, but that's not how mine went.
That's
at all.
True. It was probably more like 10.
I did dishes and laundry. And
oh, wow. You were.
That's right.
You were getting it done.
All right. So I got a question for y'all. Now, I am human. I do a lot of things that seem, that they're like superhuman, but I'm not really. Okay. I don't have an S on my chest or anything. I got an S in my name, but not my chest. So anyways, every year and a half, I do a big raffle, and it goes to our nonprofit, and we don't gain from it at all.
Nonprofit is?
Our nonprofit is TommysHeart.org. Sometimes you hear about us on the radio here.
Thomas Smith Memorial Foundation.
Yes, yes. And
TommysHeart.org is the website.
Yep, and we do, we place defibrillators. This week we did
our... That's got to be a huge part of what you guys do.
It is. It used to be a minimal part of what we do, but...
Well, you were doing the screening.
It's just such a need, you know? We do have a screening coming up March 15th at Marlette Regional Hospital,
so
which
is
now Aspire.
The screenings, too. I mean, this is to go out and catch. You hear about the sudden cardiac arrest.
Yeah, you hear about kids,
13 to 19.
On the basketball court.
They're practicing. They're in the middle of a game, whatever kind of activity it is. And they've got a silent killer. They don't know that they're suffering from this condition.
Yep.
And all of a sudden it strikes them down, just as they're getting started. It's
right. It's
tragic, it's horrifying, and it's preventable. If you catch this stuff early, if you catch it before they pass out, you can save lives. And so that's what the screenings were for.
Yeah, screenings, that's what we've done for years. We've done almost $7 million worth of screenings in the past 13 years. And we turned our attention to AEDs primarily heavily because of COVID. We weren't able to have the large
screenings where you could have people
together
get together. Yeah.
Right. We couldn't do that anymore. So we went on the rampage and we placed a bunch of them. Well, Michigan's passed some recent laws.
These defibrillators too. So catching it before it happens, that's fantastic.
Yep.
But if it does happen and you've got this equipment, that can save lives as well.
Oh, certainly can. And we, you know, I did a whole class just Wednesday of this week at Mount Morris Schools in kind of just north of City of Flint in Genesee County, and met with all the administrators of the school and like 30 teachers. It was a great meeting. It went over why we do this, why we have these defibrillators in our classrooms and our schools, and the importance of being a fireman, meaning run to the fire. If you see somebody go down, don't look around and say, oh, somebody get a phone, take a picture. Go to them, see what's wrong, and start with the CPR and get things in order. Call 911, get the AED coming, and start the ball rolling. Well, we placed another that's the second defibrillator we placed in that school in the past 8 years, and the thing is we got a new law in Michigan. If you're going to be a My Heart Safe School or a safe school district for kids, you cannot be more than 3 minutes away from a defibrillator. So these schools are reassessing their needs for defibrillators, and suddenly we have like 35 that need to go out right now. And I've only got 18. So I've got 28 more on order, and this is a constant thing. Plus, we've got heart screenings coming up. The next heart screening's coming up on March 15th at Aspire Hospital there in Marlette.
Up in Marlette,
yeah. Yep. So we'll be there, and I'm going to have to pre-record that show for that day, all right?
Okay,
because it's
a
Saturday.
For sure.
And it should be a great time. It always is. We've done a ton of kids there before, and I talked to a good buddy of mine who's the superintendent of Marlette Schools yesterday, James, and we had a good talk, and he's on board. He is, when you get a school administrator that's that on board and wants to get his kids in there, he said, I will light the fire. So,
because you find people and you save lives. You found a lot of people.
His son's recently gone through some problems too, so we're working on him, and I've referred him to like three different doctors, and he's getting fixed. So, they caught it, but he did black out. Playing baseball. So
so scary.
Very scary. He's in college. He's he's 19 or 20 years old now. So there's a reason why we do all this. And one of the ways I fund it, because we self-fund what we have to do, but all the equipment and all the heart screenings and everything, we work on donations. So how I get donations is I do raffles. And because I love guns and have a lot of fun shooting, I try to incorporate guns into those raffles.
There's a ton of things that you guys do, and you've got a lot of support. You get a lot of people who just donate.
Yep.
You do.
Yep, we sure do. Thank
you
get God.
And you can donate right at the website, tommysheart.org.
You can.
So you can go there and make a donation at the website. But you're right. I mean, you go out and you'll go over to Williams and you'll have the raffle tickets and
we
people
right
will buy them up there.
The guns all go through Williams right now, and we're very thankful to Brian's support and the whole team there at Williams. It is a team effort. And the amount of guys that come up that work there and buy tickets while I'm there.
Yeah.
But if you hear me posting or see me posting on here about selling raffle tickets at Williams, come on by. Or if I'm out in Lapeer somewhere, you never know where I'm going to be selling raffle tickets. But we'll announce who's going to have them. But my question for the day is, when you find somebody selling raffle tickets for guns, what do you look for? What really floats your boat? What makes you go, oh, I got to buy that ticket? Is it the possibility of a gift certificate to a gun store so you can get what you want? Or are you looking for that high-end rifle or that shotgun that you probably wouldn't buy on your own, but boy, you'd be glad to win it? Or concealable handguns that are like top of the line, I don't go cheap on these. I do a really careful job, and every single one of our raffles has been very, very good for the foundation. It saved lives. And every now and then I'll get an anti-gunner that tells me, I wouldn't begin to support you because because you have guns in your raffle. I said, this is a perfect way to save lives. Think about it, because whoever gets the gun's going to want it. If they don't want it, they can get a gift certificate for something else. You know, we can help them out in some way, shape, or form. But for those that want to get the guns and get them legally, of course, they're all legally checked out. It's a win-win. So, but I'd like you to be specific. Is there something out there you'd like to see? Would it be a rifle, a pistol, a shotgun, a crossbow? maybe a gun safe, which is a smart thing to put in a raffle. Be specific. You can email me at shooter@thegss.com. I'd greatly appreciate the support. Or would you rather just see a series of gift certificates? You know, I mean, we could even do, you know, to Ace Hardware or something, you know, or Home Depot. It doesn't matter. But just tell me what you think would work really good. And just to get some feedback, I'd certainly appreciate it. Again, it's shooter@thegss.com. So, all right, I beat that horse to death. So let's move on. We'll bring it up again later, I'm sure, because that's the type of guys we are. So this winter has really kicked our butts in this past week. It has been a mean, cold winter all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing the poor robins flopping around in the snow outside, and I feel sorry for them. So I certainly wish last Sunday's gun show wouldn't have been a snowstorm. I was really looking forward to a great show, and it was, you could see it was just disheartening. By noon, everybody kind of knew it wasn't going to get any better.
Not going to happen.
We were out in the middle of nowhere, too. That is that gun club is out, the Shiawassee Conservation Association is out where it's flat land. And the blowing, drifting snow made it a very scary ride home, because out there they got that like 8-foot ditches on each side of the road. So it's like, don't make a mistake, Dad. That's what Jake kept telling me as I'm driving. So
he go with you?
Yeah, he did. He was out there, and he did. He's got kidney disease, and he's having a tough time, and he's freezing. So he's wearing one of those battery-powered jackets that heats him up.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Hey, batteries wore out about 12:30. Oh, he got real cranky after that.
I imagine.
Shaking and cranky, just shivering, you know?
It sounds like a delightful time.
And we were inside.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, get up and move around. Go get a bowl of chili or something, you know? Go do something. But we did the best we could. We had a good time. So we got another one coming up. We do have another one coming up. It's not here. It's going to be at the Lapeer County Sportsman's Club.
Okay.
So it's right on North Lake Road, Lake George Road. I always get that screwed up. It's Lake George Road in Attica. So I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be May 10th. So we'll find out more about that one, and we'll talk about it more. But I am really looking. I get geeked about these raffles every single time I do it, because it's so fun to see the excitement in people's eyes.
When's the raffle going
to
go?
We're going to start the it's going to take me about 5 weeks from now to get the license and everything in order.
So it'll be a spring raffle.
Yeah, it's gonna be. We're probably not gonna do the drawing until August.
Okay.
Just because that gives me you the time summer. Because summertime, it's hard. People are gone on the weekends, and it's tough to sell raffle tickets that time of year. But we will sell them. We'll let you know when they're available. And
uses the proceeds to buy the AEDs, and these are highly advanced. They're very easy to use. You don't to worry. So you don't have to have a degree in, you know, life saving, or, you know, you don't have to have a medical degree. This stuff, it prompts you, and it walks you right through the process.
Yep.
It does it consistently, and they save lives, and they're needed. And
they
this helps you raise the money to buy those, and they're donated to youth organizations in Michigan, schools, Mount Morris schools, you're just up there, various places. If somebody has a school, has an organization, youth organization, and they'd like to be considered for a donated AED, can they do that at the website?
You'll find the email contacts there, and what you do is you email mary@tommysheart.org and say, I would like an application.
Yep.
And she will forward it to you. She doesn't, we're working on, we're getting our website rebuilt right now, and we're going to do a new page just for getting that news out there.
Yep.
Because right now they have to contact Mary. And sometimes, you know, sometimes you just
she's got a couple other things going on.
She's got a lot going on. That poor girl, I tell you what, she's, thank God she sits in a swivel chair, because she's spinning around all day long. But
all right.
Other than that, we're gonna come back. We're gonna talk about some really cool
nine millimeters under 450.
Yeah, yeah. So I thought
it's the bargain corner.
It is. It's kind of like a seize the deal moment almost.
Oh geez, like that, you know? Don't get me started. Don't throw that out there and then expect me not to start saying things.
Sorry. I didn't mean to mention seize the deal.
Seize the deal. Carpe diem. Hey, did you hear about our new Sizzler?
Let's hear about it.
We're going to be doing $25 El Chorritos this Wednesday. They drop at 9:30 and seize the deal live.
Wow.
10 o'clock online. Everybody else gets a chance, but you get them first.
A week from Thursday.
Well, no, a week from Wednesday.
Oh,
This coming Wednesday.
This coming Wednesday.
This coming Wednesday.
Good. So it's almost,
we just did Brian's Supermarket.
It's like the 27th.
This past Wednesday, they were going in like 10 minutes.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
You got a good thing going.
It's, you know, it's...
Yeah, you've only been at it about, what, 30 years?
30 years. Yeah. I keep beating that pony. Wants to give out. It's like sprawled out all four legs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Been at it for a while.
It's like the Pony Express horse. You're time for a new one.
All right, we're taking a break. We'll come back. It's the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock.